from 9 until 6 this Thursday from 105.5 The Roar.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of all of your needs. When it comes to builders, remodelers, or handymen, every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. They've got their own door plant, their own wall plant, their own truss plant. They're going to take care of you. I remind you this about Harbin Lumber, that they have this great understanding as a supplier and a partner with you, that if you're successful, they are. If you fail, they fail. And they've been in it for 102 years now because they take the equation of any of the other things that could happen, that it's a controllable, they take that out. Can't control weather, can't control most of the other things that happen out there, but they made it through recessions and depressions by just being there and doing exactly what they do. They know what they do, and they do it like nobody else does it. Full-service lumberyard. If you're an upstate builder, remodel, handyman, I still get the Harbin Lumber every once in a while. A contractor sent me to a picture of a Harbin Lumber truck at a job site. Keep sending us to me, guys. HarbinLumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Our friend Delvin has been hanging on forever. Reaction Monday. Delvin, you're a very patient soul. I really appreciate you hanging on through that break. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? A couple things. First of all, I was one of the guys that eat my crow about Tiger, because I was calling him Tigger. I said, until he win the game, I ain't calling him Tiger. I'm calling him Tigger until he win the tournament. So I can call him Tiger now since he won, because I was calling him Tigger until
good,
he won. So,
good. Glad to have you back on board.
And as far as I was going to Dallas with Trevor Lawrence, I mean, you have many, I won't say arguments about it, but me, you going back and forth. But I told you I turned around. I think it's time for Trevor Lawrence to start. And Dabble got something to prove to me. If he's a man over his word or not, because you remember he said it's gonna be about the best player and not about loyalty.
Right.
We're gonna find out this week. You said the coaches always do the right thing. We're gonna find out this week. Because if he come out and say Caleb Bryant is the starter, then he was lying to us all the time saying it is about loyalty. So he got to be a man over his word. Trevor Lawrence is the best player, and you can't afford to go with Caleb Bryant anyway because you playing Syracuse. You can't get out to a slow start like he did against Georgia Tech. Syracuse. Be up 2-1 for the game even started, basically in the first quarter, and then you'd be scrambling to get back into the game. That's why I believe you got to go with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, like you said, when this offense is rolling and running the ball, Trevor Lawrence is out there doing it. It's when Trevor Lawrence is throwing the ball down the field vertically and stuff. And the things you can do with him, I mean, the offense just moved. I saw it. The offense just, it's like the offense that everybody been wanting to see. So we're going to see what that was, as men of his word. If he said the best player gonna be on the field and starting, it's gonna be Trevor Lawrence. If Caleb Bryant is starting, then he lied it, and it really is about loyalty.
We will see, and I wouldn't say lying because some things happen there. We'll see. I think in the end, the writing has been on the wall a little bit, but it was a knockout blow on Saturday, and I think you'll see today or tomorrow a little depth chart change. He said last night, we're not gonna discuss those things now. We want to talk to the players first. Zach Gordon, Mr. 24, didn't that sound like, that's the change we're going to make, but I want to tell my players before I tell the media. I can respect
that. It sounded like the right call.
Right. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Like you said, man, the offense, just Muhammad, and defense, you got to get a defense credit. They play great. And what about J.D. Davis, man? Everybody wonder what he's going to do. What's going to happen with Kenneth Joseph? He came out of, he led the team in tackles, didn't he?
Yeah, J.D. Davis played great. And they brought Skalski out. They're still going to try to redshirt him. He could play four, but Trey Lamar got hurt in the game. Kendall Joseph didn't make the trip, so they go to Skalski. Skalski plays great, and now he's got three more games and can still redshirt. I thought it was a brilliant move. I wouldn't have thought of it. Obviously, those guys did think of it. That's why I get paid that kind of money. But there was a really cool deal. I thought all the linebackers. I thought Chad Smith before the ejection played well. And I'm not sure that ejection was the right call, by the way. But all in all, just a really great defensive effort. I didn't understand Georgia Tech not running the B-back more in the A-gap there. But it was a lot of that misdirection stuff. And the guy backing up in the backfield and Clemson pursued in their speed. I didn't understand the game plan for Georgia Tech. But they're not very good. And Indiana, great win for Clemson.
Yeah, and And Miggy, speaking of, you said this is an overreaction. What do you think about the call that Mario Cristobal made, running the ball that ended and the dude fumbled instead of downing the ball with Stanford at one timeout and he could have won the game?
Yeah, that didn't work out great for him. Stanford, boy, as lucky as it got. I stayed up and watched that one late. That you can't get more lucky than Stanford.
I did, totally outplayed. I was like, man, what? Yep. Yeah, I did too. Man. I was like, what are you doing? You can down the ball. They only got one timeout. They're going to stop the clock one time. You win the game.
Yep. It was a bad look, and Stanford, I don't know how in the world they did it. They stole one. Then in overtime, Oregon didn't stop running the ball. Then Oregon threw the ball every single down. As it worked out, just an unbelievable call.
Yeah, and then, you know, Stanford doing the same play on offense, throwing it to J.J. Sega-Whiteside in the end zone. You knew they were coming.
They do it every time. Right. That's what they do every overtime. Yep, no doubt.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. But congratulations, Tiger. And I said, I agree with you guys. It's time for Joe to start. Dabo, don't let Clemson Nation down. Be a man of your word now. Don't make it about loyalty. Make it about the best player on the field, like you said.
Devin, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks a lot. Reaction Monday, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Toby's in Anderson. Toby, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much, man. Have a good weekend.
Man, shoot, yeah, it was good, man. We're just blessed, you know, with another day. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt about that.
Man, I guess it is time for Trevor to start, but I'm trying to figure out how to say what I want to say, but are we ready for some of the freshman mistakes that he still may make? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, here's the deal, Toby, because he made one on Saturday, and I'm not sure on a screen pass if the back didn't do the right thing, if the lineman stepped over. Kind of a fluky play on the interception. And he's going to make those. By the way, Kelly still makes them too. But if you remember, the greatest player in school history made mistakes. And the greatest player in school history threw picks, but then would come back in the game the next three drives and then score touchdowns. I can live. You know, Trevor's two picks this year have been on a tip ball. Actually, two tip balls, one on the screen and one there. I can live with that because I know the explosive plays are coming. And here's what you get instead. Right now, Clemson, fifth in the country in plays over 60 yards, sixth in the country in plays over 50 yards, third in the country in plays over 40 yards, and second in the country in plays over 30 yards. Give me that. That looks like Deshaun Watson to me because there's going to be some mistakes, but there's an awful lot of big plays on the other end of those mistakes sometimes too.
I mean, it really, you know, as a Clemson fan, I don't care if Zach Orr is back there at quarterback. As long as we win it, it doesn't make me no difference.
That's right.
But, hey, man, the gallery yesterday when they were walking up 18, that was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Never seen. I guess the British Open, you see it sometimes. But, boy, oh, boy, it looked good to me to see that kind of an energy and that kind of enthusiasm and that kind of just passion around the game of golf again.
And I looked at my wife and I said, if people don't think that Tiger moves the needle, they are kidding themselves.
I saw Heather Bill Young, Clemson's women's assistant golf coach, say, for the millennials, Tiger Woods didn't move the needle. He is the needle.
No, that's right.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm just glad to see him win, man. I mean, you know, his personal life, that don't make a hill of beans to me. I'm just a golf fan, and I've always been a Tiger fan, and I'm just glad to see him win.
No doubt about it, man. A lot of fun to keep up with. Toby, I appreciate the phone call.
All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Mick.
Thanks a lot. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Zach, people forget Deshaun Watson threw 32 picks in his career at Clemson. But he threw 90 touchdowns in 3 years. You could put up with some picks, including in that national championship season, if you remember, 41 touchdowns, 17 picks. I mean, you know, that's more than your fair share of them. But he threw for 4,593 yards.
Sure.
I think you're going to see, he'll make some freshman mistakes, but it's not like Kelly wasn't making mistakes. It looked like Kelly was hanging on to the ball a long time this weekend, like a little indecisive, whereas the freshman was cutting it loose.
It looked normal for Kelly Brown.
Right. That's what you did there. How you doing over there? You're still
great, man.
You're kind of giddy.
I'm in a good mood today.
You know how you do the CentOS uniform report?
Yeah.
Let me do that for you today.
Yeah.
Zach Orr in his red Tiger Woods polo over there.
I kid you not. I legit put on black pants this morning, and I put on Tiger Woods golf shoes. I was like, it's too much. Put shorts and flip-flops on.
It'd have been a great look for you, man. It'd have been fantastic. Let me get Snaphook, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Which was more impressive, the play-action passing from Trevor Lawrence or the short game and putting from Tiger Woods?
It's a good point. Both were. Somebody asked me about the bigger story. I said, well, locally, Trevor, nationally, obviously, Tiger. But, yeah, those were – they're elite. Remember when I talked about Trevor Lawrence being Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, that kind of mind? You kind of laughed at me over there. Anyway, yeah, that the RPOs where he rides it forever and he's making that read and he pulls it out of it and that vertical passing game comes alive. It's a lot of fun. And then when he gives it to him, ETN and Fisher and the guys got a lot more room to run as a result of it. It's a deadly combination.
How many quarterbacks in college or in the NFL could have made that rolling left touchdown throw to Hunter Renfrow
not many
in that window?
Remember it was Trent Dilfer that talked about the arm talent compared to half the guys in the NFL kind of a thing. And that's jumping a little bit. And I didn't jump on that too much because I thought that was a little bit exaggerated. But there's to call roll in that class doesn't take a long time.
No, that doesn't. You could probably do it on a couple of hands at most.
Yeah.
One thing people aren't thinking about with Tiger, Mickey, I know we're celebrating the win, but him in this kind of form, Ryder Cup this weekend, come on, man.
I mean, can you imagine?
Come on, man.
The Ryder Cup this weekend and the...
Hey, what was that plane ride over like didn't last night? What was that jet lag with the U.S. team?
Did he leave last night or leave today?
They went overnight last night.
Oh, did they last night?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Fellas, I'm buying.
Man,
what that was like.
Wouldn't you love to be like a passenger on that flight? Goodness.
Woo.
That would have been fun.
You gotta sign a non-disclosure getting off of it.
Did you say passenger or pastor? Did you say passenger or pastor? Because it'd be a lot of fun being a passenger.
Yeah.
Probably needed a pastor too, but yeah.
Probably needed a young priest and an old priest on that flight.
Oh man, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, but I just want everybody to keep on focus. You know, we got the Ryder Cup coming up this week, and Tiger Woods coming through, man. I may have to take a day off work to watch that.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Friday, Saturday, Sunday from Paris, France. That's a lot of fun to watch, no doubt.
Have a good one, fellas.
Thank you, Snap Up. Be careful. Hope you watch not driving this morning. Zach, remember last week when I said, you said, no, you know, it's football season, I don't care about golf. And I was like, well, Tiger Woods is going to win the FedEx Cup, and then the Ryder Cup is next week. He's going to be the hero of the Ryder Cup, and you're gonna talk about moving the needle. I can't wait to see the overnight TV ratings.
Listen, I
hadn't come out yet.
I still largely don't care about the FedEx Cup playoffs, like with all the golf stuff.
Really?
I really just totally cared about Tiger winning a golf tournament again.
Mm.
And that's what that was.
Right. Almost won the FedEx Cup.
It's
came within one putt, one stroke of the FedEx Cup.
Justin Rose with that, which was kind of weird, right? The guy shoots 3-0 for the day and gives a fist bump on 18 when he takes a birdie.
Yeah.
It felt weird.
Got to give him credit, though.
Sure.
For coming back, not playing well. Stuart is an Anderson, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're blessed. Couldn't be better.
Well, that's good. Everybody needs to be blessed.
No
they
doubt.
Get their life right. They well, be blessed.
Yeah, we are blessed. No doubt. Everybody is. No doubt.
I had a question. I had something, a comment about pro baseball playoffs.
All right.
Don't you think that they ought to take the wild card series and maybe make it a 2 out of 3?
Yeah, I don't like the one game deal. I think 2 out of 3 is much more fair. But then you're talking about lengthening it. I'm not sure I like 2 wild cards. I'm not sure I like all that. But one game winner take all seemed like a pretty tough deal in there. One hot pitcher, one big play seemed like it's a pretty big price to pay. Now, on the other side of it, if you play 2 out of 3, then your pitching staff and your bullpen gets taxed for the other thing. I don't know. But, yeah, it seemed like it's a pretty high penalty
to
pay.
What? That's the penalty you got to pay for being a wild card team and not a champion, you know. But, yeah. I mean, you know, it gives the champions a it gives them an advantage for winning the league by giving them a day to set up their extra day to set up their pitching.
Right, right. You can see it. So, makes a lot of sense.
Mean, you know, it's an advantage for them people that are winning, and then it's a little disadvantage because you didn't win enough, you know?
Right. But maybe you could say that's what a one-game playoff's kind of advantage that you – a disadvantage that you get to play a one-game playoff because you're a wild card. So you can look at it by that both those ways. But that's a good point. Stuart, I appreciate the
phone call. I mean, you know, you got a whole season on one game. You know,
yeah, it's tough.
That don't seem right.
I agree with you, buddy. No doubt about it. Good phone call.
All right.
Thanks, Stuart. Appreciate the phone call. You too. As far as the standings go, The Red Sox have clinched. The Indians have clinched. The Astros have clinched. The Yankees have clinched one of the wild cards. The A's will clinch one here pretty soon. They got a 6.5 game lead over the Rays. They'll do that tonight, I guess, or the next day or so. They'll do that. In the National League right now, obviously the Braves have clinched in the East. You got a decent little deal going on in the Central with the Cubs and the Brewers. And the Cardinals only 4.5 back. Final week of the regular season this week, by the way. And then you've got the Dodgers a 1.5 lead over the Rockies right now. In the wild card in the National League, you have the Brewers a 2-game lead over the Cardinals. And the Cardinals a 1.5 to get in over the Rockies right now. So there's, you know, still some things to be decided in the National League, the American League, that we know who the teams are. We just don't know what the matchups will look like quite yet. Prime Lending and Prime Lending SC, Mark Hawkins and Amanda McCall. I got a great email from Mark again the other day. And look, one of the things I'm reminded of is their website. And I'm looking at it right now at PrimeLendingSC.com. When I first started and I first had my first home mortgage the other day, I didn't understand a lot of the terms. They have a glossary there that can really help you out. Frequently asked questions. I didn't know anything about the different kinds of loans, how much I needed for a down payment, what was the loan to value ratio. I didn't know about, you know, if you could. One of the things we did is we did making bi-weekly payments, which I thought was pretty cool. Or buy a month to make two a month, which kind of helps out. I like that idea. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let these folks take care of you. You're going to love it. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're on hold, hang on. I got a lot of we can do some Twitter stuff when we come back, Mr. Or 24, Twitter, at Mickey Plyler. Our healthcare text line, 986-1566. Our phone calls on our Northern Communication phone lines is 654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. We'll take a short break, come back for more of a Reaction Monday after this.
This Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Talk with Phil Kornblut will be broadcasting live from Your Pie. Get great food and enjoy Sports Talk with Phil and get the latest on your favorite teams this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Your Pie in Clemson, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work,
play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County Convenience Centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the Materials Recovery Facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal. College life doesn't have to be all about books and studying. College life can be the lifestyle you've dreamed about with University Cottages. Student housing built by University Cottages offers amenities that make college life exceptional. Imagine fitness facilities, resort pools, walking trails, dog parks, clubhouses with meeting spaces, and fire pits and barbecues. Luxury student living in Calhoun Creek, Cross Creek, and our newest location, Ingalls Crossing, all close to campus. Great amenities at great rates. Discover universitycottages.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. We had a great time in Atlanta.
Making terrariums?
Yeah, made my little son a terrarium.
Goodness gracious.
You like it, though?
It is nice.
Yeah.
Mary's is better.
I turned a terrarium into a pretty cool little gift.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we settled on the name. The name's in paint now.
It looks like it. It looks like it.
Goodness gracious.
She still told me it could be the third, but I didn't want to do the third. So we did that. We had a great time in Atlanta at the game. Had some good food. Good times. Came back, spent Friday night down there, Saturday night down there. To be honest with you, it was a great time. Loved the trip.
Oh, an aristocrat.
Traffic wasn't too bad on the way back. Bad on the way down. Had a guy on a motorcycle pop a wheel in front of me doing 80 miles an hour down I-85. So called the cops. He was going in between trucks.
You called the cops?
Dude, we're going down the interstate, right?
Narc.
And this guy, and there's 18-wheelers side by side, we're behind him. And this guy comes down the white line down the center down the middle of these trucks going 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slams on brakes and comes back, gets back in front of us, and he's going 60 miles an hour popping wheelies on the interstate.
Living the dream, man. So you called the popo?
Yeah, I called the state Georgia Highway State Patrol and the guy exited off, and so hopefully they called. I mean, he's a danger to everybody around him. People are like, "Oh my God, he's gonna kill somebody." Anyway, the point is, had a great trip. Then I got home last night, and got my engineer sleep bed.
Ooh,
and I gotta tell you, man, it's just different. The bed we stayed in at our friend's house wasn't bad, but it's not engineer sleep. Wasn't custom designed for me. Wasn't custom made for me. I didn't get 10% off. I tell them I heard about it here. And they probably had to pay the middleman on a big, expensive mattress. Get the best made just for you And I'm going to give you some advice. Go a little firmer than you think. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. 654-ROAR. Fear the Turtle is up next. Hey, I got to tell you, Fear the Turtle, I'm doing my national power rankings. And if Texas is ranked, they're also great. Why is Maryland not getting more attention in this national power ranking stuff in these polls? Maryland destroyed Texas, and Maryland is 3-1 now, I guess. 2-1, 3-1.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's not how the game's played, Mickey. Just because you beat somebody and somebody beat you doesn't mean that, you know, they're better than such and such. So,
but I will tell
you
this.
I'm just glad the guys that,
with the adversity that you faced in the offseason, with the very unfortunate death, to come out and to go 3-1 and to come out and to, I know the Temple loss was bad, but you destroyed Minnesota. You're 1-0 in the league right now. You beat a ranked team at the time in Texas, and you're on the road at Michigan. That might be tough. Michigan State comes to your place later on. Ohio State comes to your place later on. You go to Penn State later. I think Maryland might have something for some of these teams in here. I wouldn't be so shocked if Maryland has a little say and maybe an upset or two coming down the stretch in the Big Ten.
I don't think there's any way we're upsetting Penn State or Ohio State, but there is more talent on this team than people recognize.
Yeah.
I know that there's three guys on the front line. I mean, Davis finally came back and he was healthy. And he'll be a first-round pick. He brought maple syrup to the game on Saturday, man. He's pancaking everybody.
I like it.
And they do. They've got three guys that are going to get picked within the early second day in first round, next year or the year after on the offensive line. There's talent. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Durkin is probably coming back. Imagine that. They didn't find any toxic allegations.
I like it that you took your time. Yeah, you took your time, and you made a decision, and maybe Ohio State made it a little easier for you what they did. But I told you I like Durkin. I like his recruiting. I think he's done a good job there. Let's not forget, Minnesota was undefeated coming into Saturday, and you beat them 42-13. It's not like it was some sort of fluke. You had them to 263 yards of total offense, and you got 432 yourself, and you rushed for 315 yards on Saturday. I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on Maryland. Good
morning. Yeah, we've got between Harrison and Johnson and, McFarland, I mean, we're as deep as any team talented-wise at running back. I mean, we there ain't enough footballs for touches for everybody in the backfield. And we've got Javon Leak, who's probably going to redshirt this year.
Right.
And he's a beast. But don't hear any celebration for the Orioles clinching. A little disappointed.
Congratulations.
I was kind of hoping for more this morning.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice
thank
job
you
for
so
you.
Yeah. As far as Tigers concerned, it didn't matter to me if he won this year. If he made it through healthy, that was a success. Anything else was just extra. And I guess my last thing would be, it doesn't look like Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia are going to slip anytime soon. So you guys can't afford to slip either. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. You got to, every single week, you keep raising your game, and every single week, you're played to standard. Now, look, it's a long season. Somebody's going to slip. Oklahoma almost slipped. We've seen Wisconsin slip. I mean, somebody's going to slip, but I'm not sure Alabama slips. Georgia and Alabama had to play each other in the SEC championship game. Don't know if they still get in with a loss the very last game going to the playoffs there. But you got to raise your game every week.
If those two are in the championship game, they're both getting in. Ohio State, yeah, could they possibly slip? I mean, Dwayne Haskins is – you know my feelings on him.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good. I don't, and they've got such an easy schedule this year. You know, if they lost a game, it would almost be a shock. I don't even know if they're going to play anybody.
They got a big one this week. Yeah. Don't discount this week because they have a huge game. It's the game of the week when Penn State and Ohio State get together, and if they find a way. That's in Happy Valley.
Is that at home?
No, that's at Penn State.
Oh, that's in Happy Valley? Yeah. I thought it was in Columbus.
No, in Happy Valley.
It's game day this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. It should be fun. All right, brother.
All right, John.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Let me give you some numbers that matter.
Give me some numbers.
You like it? University of College, universitycollege.com. Get in touch with the Numbers Matter. Numbers Matter, 784-3400, Ingalls Crossing. Let me give you, this is a great place to live. Less than $500 a month. Look, go pay. You're not getting anything else at these other places except for bigger student loans, student debt. Brand new granite countertops. You've got all the appliances, the stainless steel appliance stuff. You've got the ceiling fans in every room, the big widescreen TV, and it's your own cottage. It's not a condominium. It's not a townhome. It's not an apartment. It's not a duplex. It's your own deal. Safety features, pet friendly. All the amenities you're looking for, less than $500 a month. University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Here's a number that matters for you, Mr. Or24. Trevor Lawrence, despite splitting time so far, is second in the ACC in touchdown passes with 9. Anthony Brown has 10. Anthony Brown was shut down this weekend by Purdue. Trevor Lawrence right now is 8th in the country in passer efficiency rating at 191. The guys ahead of him, Zach Thomas from App State, the sophomores, had a great year. Jake Fromm from Georgia is 6th. Kyler Murray from Oklahoma is 5th. Michael...
they about lost this weekend, didn't they?
Oh, no. Did you see him clean up the locker room after the game, too? You see that tweet?
Yeah.
I like it. Michael...
They tweeted it themselves, though.
Yeah, I know. They're cool people. Michael Goodnardi from Toledo is 4th. Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State, 3rd. Will Greer, West Virginia, 2nd. And Tua, Alabama, 1. Pretty good company there.
Tua!
The only other freshman... Alan Bowman from Texas Tech is 26th, and Desmond Ryder from Cincinnati is 31st, but Trevor Lawrence already up to 8th in the national efficiency rating. As far as touchdowns go, now he's tied for 23rd. That number's about to go up, so we'll see. Numbers matter. University Cottages, universitycottages.com, 784-3400. William from Georgia, Texas, and I got a question for William after he finishes. Good morning, William. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Couldn't be better. I'm going to let you finish your point, then I got a question for you.
Go ahead with your question, dude. Go ahead and get it on out there. What is it?
I watched Georgia this weekend. And
they looked horrible, dude. They were horrible on defense.
Well,
the running backs were just having their way with us, man. We couldn't stop nothing. I mean, it's awful, man. If they don't get better than that, they can forget Alabama, because Alabama going to put a stomping on them.
Long season.
And that's from a Georgia fan.
Long season. We'll see. Long season.
It's going to be a long season. I mean, it's just – and Drew Locke with him little 10, 15 slant, what do you call him? You know what I'm talking about. He was just killing us, man, killing us. And when you make the other team turn over four times and you can't – and then you can't keep them from scoring, man. You just can't keep them from scoring. But anyway, I agree with you. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. I didn't get to ask my question. Zach, have you seen Georgia play a lot? Because I hadn't seen them as much as I would have. Or maybe it's his camera this weekend. Let me get my point. Go ahead.
I've seen Georgia play enough to know that we need to work on some ball control drills and the idea that you need to carry the ball through the goal line when you go into score.
That's twice this year.
That's twice.
Right. Well, here's what my main question, and I just hadn't seen enough of it. And as a Georgia fan right now, I asked a Georgia fan. We went to an establishment to have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch the game before we walked across the street and saw Georgia Tech. Does Kirby always act like that on the sidelines? See, if you're a Georgia fan right now, these Georgia fans behind me are going, look at him, man. He's always coaching. He's always coaching. Zach, have you seen the way Kirby Smart acts on the sidelines?
No. What are you implying?
He's like, he's screaming and yelling, and he's taking his headphones off, ripping them off.
Mm-hmm.
He's yelling at everybody. What are you doing over there? You got to move around. His hands are going everywhere. His voice is being pulled down. What are you doing? And I'm like, now, as Georgia fans right now, here's what you're saying. Man, that guy's coaching every play. Look at him. He's passionate. He's demanding of his players.
He's passionate.
When he loses a game, or if there ever is a time that Georgia ever loses another football game in the history of the sport, or loses to Vanderbilt again, then what you'll say is, my God, man, that guy's a maniac. He's panicking over there. Remember, I had Mark Richt on the show years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, how do you say so calm and silent? Guess if you panic, the players panic. But what Richt was accused of, and rightfully so, is he lacks some passion over there. Remember this, Zach. I've said this many times. a calm, cool, and collective guy like John Wooden. John Wooden would not call timeouts during a game. Other teams making a big run. He goes, nah, I've coached you. Now the coach has stopped. You get yourself out of it. You got yourself into it, you get yourself out of it. Calm, cool, and collective on the sidelines. That guy, when you're winning, you go, man, that guy's poised. He's his team prepared. He's poised. When you're losing, it's like, man, that guy didn't have any passion. Kirby Smart over there saying, what are you doing over there? You got to move over there. We got to. That guy right now is saying, I mean, he's coaching every single play. I heard Georgia fans say that Saturday. He's coaching. Look at him coaching every play. He's passionate. When you're losing, it's like, man, that guy's a maniac. That guy's an idiot. He's panicking over there. Well, I didn't realize it was as bad as it was.
They haven't been losing too much this season, so.
Kirby, I will tell you this. In the long run, he'll have to settle down. His ticker can't take that.
Dude, that Have you not seen Venables on the sideline every weekend?
Not Venables has more poise, man. This guy, Kirby's always yelling. He shakes, man. Like, he'll pull the headphones off and he's going.
His ticker might have a ticket, but.
He's going to have I get tired doing it. He's going to have an aneurysm over there.
Brent's going to have an aneurysm over there.
Yeah, but Brent, it's different. Let me see if I can. This guy's like, it's like a little baby. You see little babies in the chair, like, or little baby's like throwing a fit, and his whole body trembles and shakes.
Just to be clear, Coach Venables, Mickey called you the little baby, not me.
No, Venables is Venables looks like a saint compared to.
He's got a get back, Coach.
That's okay. That's okay. He's not just screaming and yelling every single play like Kirby. Again, if you're a Georgia fan, you love it. I'm not throwing off on him. It sounds like I am. But Kirby's, I'll show you during the break. I'll show you what I'm talking about. It's every play. Anyway.
One thing from Georgia, though, on the field.
Yeah.
I think that team's gettable with Jake Fromm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised Missouri was able to run the ball.
I think they're gettable.
You know what Missouri is? Missouri's one of those teams that, like, for a series looks great, next series looks terrible.
What a fake football school they are.
Oh, they are. How about that camera angle, too? It's like.
Also, you got all off season. You're in Missouri. It's a relatively okay climate in the winter. Let's get the stinking construction cleaned up there before the season starts.
I like that they poured the concrete on like Thursday and then Georgia walks out.
What are we doing? What are we doing there? We got Todd McShay climbing cranes during the game. Like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have a story to go through. Anyway, thought it was pretty cool.
It was a joke for him, by the way.
Well, Todd McShay's a joke. All right.
Ah, Todd, no.
No, he is. He is. Let's just call it like he is. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Todd.
No, he is. Granger Nissan of Anderson wants to be your dealer. You know, if you just pay a little bit of attention, I got to be honest with you, like, I wasn't always in the car business, and we didn't have some car ads. I didn't pay any attention, and, like, advertisers come on, didn't do it. I started paying attention a little bit to what they're doing over there. By the way, Granger Nissan right now, it's all about inventory. 423 cars over there. 302 brand new Nissans over there right now. This Nissan line, it looks awesome. The Roadsters, the 370Zs, the Altimas, the Armadas. My wife wants an Armada now. Maximas, the Pathfinders, the Rogues, the Kicks, the Versas, the Titan trucks. It's a great looking line. And no one's going to have what these guys have. Look at that. 423 vehicles, 302 brand new on both their lots right there at Granger Nissan. Home of the lifetime warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. 324-0650. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Andy and Dave, hang on. Coming straight back to you more after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a Real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your Real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your Real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a Real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. our great friends at Palmetto Dunes with the Palmetto Golf Report. Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Here's what I'm telling you. The great friends there want you to come by. They want you to come by this fall, make your fall golf plans, take your group down. They do a lot of things really, 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 really well. Tied for first. One of the things they do is host your golf groups, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 50, 100, whatever. You bring a big group down, and they really take advantage. They take care of you there. You're going to get this this dunes buggy taking you around, picking you up. You park your car. You're not driving all over the place and worried about traffic. You do that for a living. You're already out there all the time anyway, Monday through Friday. On your vacation, just relax. The food is great. The golf is great. Three different, totally different golf courses. Variety. You feel like you're in three different parts of the country when you're playing there because of the great variety. Like the Fazio course feels like this old tree line, like it's like an old Oakmont or a Medina or something like that. The Jones course feels like you're in a beach, like you're down in Florida somewhere. And the Hills course feels like you're in Lagoon System, like you're in down in Hilton Head. You're going to love all three golf courses. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report today. Congratulations, Bryson Nimmer. Clemson golfer picked up his second career individual medalist honors. He was at the Maui Gym Invitational out in Scottsdale, Arizona. 65 in the final round. He was one shot back entering the final round. And shot 65 yesterday. He goes 67, 63, 65. The release said he didn't make a bogey. Golfstat had him with one bogey in 54 holes and 16 under par. Just amazing. William Nottingham finished 24th. Jacob Bridgman, 43rd. Kyle Cottam, 56th. Kirk Pettit, 68th. Clemson finished 6th in the event that Georgia Tech won. But Bryson Nimmer, again, with a great win. Congratulations for an unbelievable tournament. That's our Palmetto Golf Report by Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Ladies golf trips, men's golf trips, big groups. You can take some couples down. Let Palmetto Dunes wow you with their golf courses and their service. You're going to love the fall golf trips at Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. And one quick note, not too soon to start making your spring golf trips plans. Let them do that for you, PalmettoDunes.com. To our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Andy is in Greenville. Andy, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mickey. Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging on.
I was going to call and talk about Trevor Lawrence. I still will, but first let me go back to the Kirby Smart comments. I totally agree with you. A coach like that, I've seen a ton of them over the years, and eventually, in my opinion, they lose the respect of their players after a while. It's one thing when a coordinator acts that way, but when a head coach doesn't have poise, when they're winning, it's all fine and dandy, but you let them start losing, and then they look like Paul Johnson on the sideline.
Yeah.
They look desperate, and they look like, they just crybabies over there. So I would definitely rather have a head coach that has poise than one
well,
that just
– And let me say this, Andy. That's a good point. Let me say this, though, and a Georgia fan makes a good point. Georgia, they had 12 years of Mark Richt who acted like he was a librarian over there. So Smart – their passion, they're eating it up over there. And look, they're winning right now. If Kirby Smart didn't say a word, stuck his hands in his pockets, they'd be winning, and they'd like it too. Right now, it's about perception. When it goes bad, it will go bad there. I think they're so talented, and the state of Georgia has so much 4- and 5-star talent over the next few years that it won't go bad for a while. But the man's going to age. The man's going to have a heart attack over there if he doesn't settle down a little bit.
I agree. I did want to talk about Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'm really excited of what I saw unfold, the throws that he made. I mean, that's definitely our future. He definitely deserves a start. But just rewinding in my head back to Texas A&M, you know, he had some trouble when the defense put pressure on him, and we ended up bringing Kelly Bryant back in to finish out the game. So my question was, how does he handle the pressure against like an NC State or a BC? Is he going to be able to perform in those situations? What are your thoughts on that, Mickey? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate the phone call. There has never been a great quarterback who likes to get pressure. Tom Brady. Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback ever? Is that cool, Mr. 24?
You can make that argument.
How does he like pressure?
Hates it.
How does your guy Eli, how does he handle pressure?
Eats it for breakfast after you saw yesterday's game. It was fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joe Montana didn't like it.
Nobody likes it.
Dan Marino doesn't like it. Nobody likes getting hit.
A blanket statement.
So the very best pass defense you can have is a pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things that Trevor Lawrence does, and I noticed this on on the Justin Ross touchdown, go back and watch it, Mr. Ward 24. You and I'll show it to you during the break.
Oh, boy, it was open.
The reason he was open is it's an RPO, and Trevor checks to this, and he rides it off. I have to check to see who the running back is again. But he rides it off, and the cornerback freezes thinking it's a run. Cornerback got caught peeking. The safety couldn't get over in time because of the rocket. They released a quick release and the rocket through. And then Ross does a good job of slowing down and speeding up and running by the guy. But the key to that play was those three things. That the threat of the run, pulled it back and then going, that was amazing. Trevor Lawrence will get better of recognizing different blitzes as he becomes more experienced. Remember, he's only played in four college games now. He'll get better as that goes. And I think you'll see him becoming more and more and more polished. The release is so quick. The arm strength is there. The ability to see the athleticism to buy extra time moving around. The ability to throw in a run. You saw that with Renfro's throw. And now in the A&M game, first, give A&M a lot of credit for that. And that was his first true road game. But I didn't think that anybody on offense played all that great in that game. I saw Clemson get beat up front in the interior line. And Kelly made two really good throws and two really good long runs. But there's a lot of drives in there where Kelly didn't play great at A&M, I didn't think. So the explosive plays are back, and part of the reason is Trevor Lawrence.
They felt confident with Kelly Bryant out there.
Right.
And the team felt confident.
Right.
Maybe because Trevor is a younger kid.
Right.
Did he do enough in the last 2 weeks to gain that confidence of his teammates is the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Offense look different. Does it look different to you?
It does.
Okay. Dave's in Simpsonville. Dave, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. Now, please, disclaimer, this is Lampoon. So do not yell at me. Do not get me upset. And don't think I'm trying to make you upset. You don't need to get your back up. This is regarding fake news in the ACC. Liberals like to tell us stuff that really is happening out there. We know that to be fake. And so that's what I'm saying about the ACC. And let me go down to point after point. Wake Forest and BC, you are who we know you are. You are pretenders in a conference where you really probably could be better than you are. Wake Forest, you had the chance of a lifetime to get a signature win for Clawson, and yet you pooped the bed against Notre Dame. You suck. Get out of the league. Boston College, you had a chance at 3-0 to get nationally ranked. Go to Purdue, take out a Power 5, you poop the bed. We are not even worried about you. Do you know, Mickey, ABC put up the graphic of Clemson's chances to win against all its opponents for the remaining of the season, and they have Clemson a 73-point percentage point better than BC at BC. I'm like, well, did you put that on before you watched the Purdue game? You guys are silly terrible. And Syracuse, bring it down. Let me tell you, Mickey, they've got our eyebrow raised. That's about it. We're excited to have you come down here to take your butt whipping. We did not take you seriously last year. We were on a Friday night, which the defending national champion should never play on a Friday night. We were on an open week with a limp quarterback. We didn't take you seriously. Understand, we will take you seriously this weekend, and you will take your butt whipping like you should. Mickey Plyler, a Power 5 conference opponent, should never go to a Division I AA school to play football. Write him a check, Mickey Plyler. It's easier to do that than go out there and give up 682 yards in total offense and get beaten on CBS television. Virginia Tech, you're terrible. Enjoy watching Duke or Miami play for your spot in the ACC championship game, which they will lose anyway. Mickey Plyler, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the truth. The only team that Clemson really needs to worry about from Syracuse on down is Clemson. You talk about Trevor Lawrence, you talk about Kelly Bryant, offensive line, defense. You're talking about Brent Venables. If you look at him close enough on TV, he looks like he's got his mouth puckered up like he's going to hit you in the head.
Fence sitter, got to go. Got to get top of the hour. Hour number three when you come back. Fence sitter, glad to have you with us. Love to hear from you when you come back right after this.